exchanging all precious gifts. But you better, your diamond ring, you better pawn it, babe. You used to be so amused at Napoleon in rags and the language that he used. Go to him now, he calls you, you can't refuse. When you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose. Secrets to conceal.
How does it feel?
How does it feel?
You know, it feels good. I've given up basically my time, my energy, my name. I've been totally attacked. Any physical stuff of any, you know, great import has been taken away, which was actually a weight off of me, the few things I had. Feels good to have integrity. It feels good to be well-researched and studied. It feels good to tell you what I really think is the truth and is pro-humanity, regardless of how I get attacked, regardless of the system coming after me. All I've gotten in 10 years of supporting Trump is attacks and demonization and lawsuits and criminal investigations. Never gotten a dollar from Republicans or Trump or anybody. But I backed it because it was light years better than the Democrats. And because Trump rode in on the populist wave that we the people created. And now it's happening all over the world. Trump, though imperfect, is just one manifestation of that. And I've seen the criticisms constantly by the conservatives that they're not deporting enough people. They're not doing this. They're not doing that. Ignoring the fact that Biden totally dismantled the infrastructure. Trump, in less than a year, turned it back on. It's soaring towards on current trajectory, record deportations by the middle of next year. You see ICE out there totally overwhelmed, battling, carrying out constitutional duty, being attacked, shot at, killed. The Democrat operatives like Swalwell and Schumer saying, when we get back in, we're going to put you all in prison for doing your job. Being spit on, being hit in the head with bricks. The National Guard getting killed under attack. This country is literally fighting for its life. The globalists, the CFR, you can pull it up, wrote constant articles and books for decades. The American century is over. By the year 2020, it'll be clear the country's done. But their plan is failing. So, yeah, spend your time on Trump's ass or Republicans, what they can do better, and that's good to hold their feet to the fire. But spend a lot of your time remembering the globalists. The UN, Keir Starmer, Barack Obama, the Democratic Party, George Soros, and the things they're out there and the things they're doing. And Mondami, putting all these communists and globalists in and saying, we're going to take homes from white people. White people shouldn't be able to have their own home. It's the same stuff in the UK. Oh, there's too many brown people in prison. We're going to let them go and put whites in. We're going to have longer sentences for white men. That's official government policy in the UK and in Germany. And now in Canada. I mean, I have Keir Starmer and I have the head judges saying it. Played it last week. It's outrageous. And humanity is waking up and saying no to it. Now, I'm loaded for bear when we join hundreds of radio stations that don't carry the first five, and we come back from this one-minute break. And we're seeing real action now on going after the fraud. And in the cities where the Somalis have been set up by the Democrats as the bag men, because they're a mafia, they're a clan, they're around 90% of the fraud. But it's white people, it's brown people, it's Hispanics, it's a free-for-all the Democratic Party. And what's coming out now is the very same healthcare scams and daycare scams that the Somalis are running. Well, it turns out these Congress people and these state reps and the Capitol cop that shot Ashley Babbitt, turns out he's running these things. That's what this whole thing is. That's what the UN does all over the world, runs these scams. Top UN official just got caught running large portions of the Minnesota fraud. That's what they do. It's shocking the UN's involved. What do you mean? That's what it was set up to do. To rob the snot out of you. We'll show all the receipts in 60 seconds. Stay with us. I'm funded by you. And I appreciate your support very humbly. Thank you for your support, those that have. Those that have it, what are you waiting for? Our information is bar none the best. The supplements are game-changing. The Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the widest selection of Patriot Apparel t-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, sweaters, you name it. But there's a deal going for a few more days where you buy any supplement and get a bottle of the Shilajit gummies or Atomic Defense Super Immune Booster free. You choose which free gift you want. That funds our operation at thealexjonesstore.com. I want to thank those that have stood with us. If you're going to buy anything, become a VIP. Just in your profile, $30 a month, cancel anytime, no charge. You get $40 every time you spend $30 to spend. So you make $10, you're going to buy anything, you should be a VIP. You get special deals, special offers, special sales on top of everything. Also, you get big discounts when you use the app for Android or for Apple at alexjonesapp.com. Just links you through to get the free apps right there. So it's the same shopping cart online. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support.
Watching The Alex Jones Show, tomorrow's news today.
Does it surprise you what's happening with Tim Walz?
Unfortunately, it doesn't. The scale of the fraud that the Trump administration, with the help of great independent journalists like Nick Shirley, is uncovering right now is surely shocking. But President Trump has been calling out Tim Walz for his incompetence and corrupt leadership for a very long time. And Trump was right about everything. This is another example of that, which is why Governor Walz is dropping out of the race for re-election today. This is a man who can no longer even win the support of the voters within his home state because his policies have failed them. And now the great people of Minnesota, a state that was once known as the land of 10,000 lakes, has been turned into the land of 10,000 Somali schemes because of their governor. And don't forget, this is a guy who was at the top of the Democrat Party's ticket, the number two. He was Kamala Harris's running mate just about a year ago until President Trump crushed them last November. And it was in large part because the president was calling out this fraud. And so this has been a day one priority for the Trump administration, Jesse. The Department of Justice has convicted and prosecuted nearly 100 defendants in Minnesota. And because of these new details and this new reporting that has come to light, this is a all hands on deck across the entire government effort. We are surging resources. You saw today the Department of Homeland Security announced we have nearly 2,000 agents from the Homeland Security Investigations Team. The FBI is on the ground and we're freezing money. HHS cut off funding for child care centers and for daycares. USDA Secretary Rollins has been asking Governor Walz to see the recipients of SNAP in his state. So this is all hands on deck. Rest assured, it's a top priority for President Trump. And he believes that Governor Walz is criminally liable. And I think the Department of Justice is going to find out.
Well, they should, because it's too much money to lose. You can't say, oh, oops, I don't know where it went, especially when all of those whistleblowers going crazy. And the AG there, Ellison, acting like he was running PR for these Somalians. So down in Venezuela, there's a lot of action. And the country is thrilled with the precise, flawless military execution overseen by the commander-in-chief and the team. What comes next?
Well, first of all, I have to give incredible credit to President Trump, Secretary Hegseth, Secretary Rubio, our Vice President J.D. Vance, the entire team across the board. This is undoubtedly one of the greatest foreign policy and military achievements the United States of America has ever seen. And as Joe Biden used to falsely say, we can now truly say America is back, thanks to the courage of President Trump, thanks to the leadership of his amazing cabinet, and thanks, of course, to our brave men and women in the United States military. So now this exact same team of foreign policy leaders who have been running President Trump's Venezuela foreign policy this entire time will continue to do that. We have a lot of leverage over the remaining Maduro government right now. I know Secretary Rubio is in constant correspondence with them. We're going to make sure this country aligns with the interests of the United States of America.
All right. And congratulations to you, too.
And that's why all the globalists and the fake right wingers and everybody are so upset, because this is America taking back control of our sovereignty and not being run by the globalists and the UN and BlackRock. This is against all their interest, all their plans. The CIA tried to stop this happening. They failed. You can say it's going to be a disaster. You can say it's going to be a quagmire. We'll see. I think that's an open book right now. We're going to have to examine it as it unfolds. But this is about the return of our sovereignty. You cannot debate that. And that's a big deal. So we've got all this footage out of Minnesota. They announced yesterday this task force. They hit this morning, and they're in other states now. And when they check these addresses and find out there's felons there and convicted child molesters and you name it, they're raiding these facilities. When you've already got a crime committed, then boom, they're getting the warrants, they're hitting them. And that's what we need, real action. We need thousands of indictments. These are open and shut. But now we've learned, not one, not two, not three, but dozens of judges in Minnesota alone. And you've seen the one case, $8 million stolen by two guys in a P.O. box, didn't render any home care. And then they were found guilty by the jury in just 4 hours, open and shut. And the liberal Soros judge let them go. Now it's dozens of judges they're finding are doing this. So, and it's happening in Michigan and California. It is crazy. And we've got all these UN officials and all these Democrat Congress people and state reps all running the same scams. And Lieutenant Michael Byrd, you know, that shot Ashley Babbitt, oh, turns out he's involved in all this. It goes on and on and on. Undeclared daycare center in Maryland at his home and has pocketed $190 million in HHS funds? What? What? I mean, now you're, whoa, put that back up there. Lieutenant Michael Byrd, who shot Ashley Babbitt dead in January 6, 2021 in cold blood, runs an unaccredited daycare center in Maryland at his home and has pocketed $190 million. Boy, that must be a big house. Is there like 100,000 kids in it? Are you starting to see? And folks, do you think he actually runs that himself? I remember like 15 years ago, there was even a local news article where something like $56 million of tax returns were sent to a four-bedroom in East Austin. And the news went out there, and no one was even living there. There's the house that billed $190 million. And we could do the whole show on this. And now, they have found today five more UN officials in Minnesota alone overseeing stuff, including the head of the Security Council. That's the number three position in the UN. And the UN's always been about NGOs and stealing money and getting taxpayer money from around the world. People are just not going, wow, this is crazy. The UN, who do you think sets this up? It's the same model in Ireland and Australia and Sweden and Denmark and Scotland and Canada. It's all the same groups, the same NGOs, the same people. And you better believe Byrd didn't get $10 million of the $190 million. He's a bag man. And I'm not defending the Somalis or any of these people. They're just bag men. Because I learned how this worked. You've heard me for decades. Explain it. They found the mayor's brother, he was mayor at the time, who ran a law firm for illegal aliens in Austin, had a huge underground dungeon under the house. And when the coyotes would get illegals up here, they'd sign them up for welfare, sign them up for jobs, skim most of the money. This is just a little spot point that happened like 12 years ago. It even hit the local news. And finally, some of them escaped, and the police came and arrested him, and he had people locked up in a dungeon who got here with one payment, but were supposed to get another payment from their family in Latin America, where they came from. Most of them weren't Mexican. And then they'd torture them if they didn't give them the money. And that's just the mayor's brother. I mean, it's just a little spot point on this. Do you understand, folks, the level of savage, focused criminal operations? And now you know why Democrats fight so hard. Of course they're engaged in election fraud and have been caught. They are so much more criminal than you could even imagine. I have trouble imagining it. It is mind-blowing So now, breaking, DHS agents are now on the ground here in Minneapolis going door-to-door at Somali care centers. You're like, why are you targeting Somalis? Because they're 90% of it. They're conducting spot audits to find out exactly where the money went. We might be seeing some Somali fraud arrests DHS today. Well, there's actually been arrest. And people say, well, how'd that happen? I looked at the local news. When there's already warrants out and they check the names, boom, you're arrested. Because obviously, if you're crooks running stuff like this, you're going to have a bunch of other criminal stuff you're doing. Here's that clip.
The ground, they say they see these daycare centers, adult daycare centers, autism centers, home health care centers all over the place. So that's why DHS has to be here, Dana, to knock on these doors and say, you've received this much money. What'd you do with it? So we'll keep an eye on it.
Okay, glad you're there. Thank you, Alexis.
So Liz Collins.
Amazing. Look at this. The DOJ is signaling many more fraud indictments are coming soon in Minnesota. 98 have been charged, 85 have been Somalis of the 98. $9 billion in fraud discovered. That's the old confirmed number. It's $24 billion. Tim Walz didn't drop out over what's been found. He dropped out over what's coming. I agree with Benny Johnson. Oh, but here's Tim Walz's daughter. We'll go to her in a little bit. Breaking, soon-to-be former Minnesota Governor Tim Walz's daughter, Hope Walz, claims MAGA targeted her father because he's everything Trump will ever be. You mean a horrible, degenerate, communist Chinese agent? Let's go ahead and hear from her.
Dad would say part of the decision he decided to step away from the race was to kind of get that target off of Minnesota. Uh-huh. I think he believes if he's not in the race, there's nothing, they have nothing else.
Yep.
Because he has that, you know, national profile. Trump just hates him for some reason.
Yep.
I think it's because he's everything Trump will never be. So there's that. And I think without him in the race or trying to, you know, continue governing the state past next year, I think he thinks that kind of the target will be off.
Incredible. And so here's footage of the raids happening in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and other cities right now. But look at this. Public federal funds. Mr. Bird, who shot Ashley Babbitt, got an award for it 5 years ago today. The Byrds have received, in just the last few years, $190 million in HHS daycare funds to one house. And then they link through the documents right there. I mean, you can't make that up. And here's why the DOJ and the FBI, who've known about this, and they already found a couple trillion stolen by the NGOs and USA, the Department of Energy, and all the rest of it, and the EPA. The last 76 days of Biden, when Trump was president-elect, they were just wiring billions to random bank accounts without even names on it. Remember all that? There have been some indictments of high-level people, you know, over the agencies and things, but still no indictments of the kingpins above them. And a lot of that is because some Republicans are on the payroll, too. Doge found about 7, 8%. They know where the money went to Republicans. And we know the names of the Republicans. Lindsey Graham. People like that. So, wow. $190 million billed to one house. And granted, it's a nice house. Let's put it on screen. We can even look the address up. Looks about like a 5-bedroom to me. House like that costs about $1 million in Austin. Bird's Family Daycare, Brandywine. There's the address. School care, after school care. Accreditation, meals provided. They charge for that too for the government. Transportation. Oh yeah, that's another one of the scams. Ages, 6 weeks to 12 years. Hours, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. And that one house billed, $190 million. Oh, and guess when it opened up and he started getting the money? 2021. What happened 5 years ago? Well, Mr. Byrd did a really special service for everybody. Here, let's pull up. I hate watching it, but we'll watch it. Our own reporter shot the footage. Our one guy that went in the building. Not mad at him, but contrary to my orders, I said nobody went in the building, but couldn't help himself. He went in. As a journalist, he still got charged. Still had to battle all that. But he got the footage of her being murdered. And then all of a sudden, hey, here's how you do it. Here's how we take care of you. And I'm just surmising it, but you know, the way they work in every other case is he didn't get 190 mil. The Somalis get about 30% in Minnesota in the cases we've already seen where they've been convicted. And then they split up the other portion, the 70%, between the Democratic Party, campaign contributions and payoffs, and the other half goes to Somalia. Yeah, let's roll the, is this a bleeped version? There's a lot of cussing on this. Yeah, go ahead and roll the footage. Here he is. Here's Byrd executing her. Go ahead and roll it. And then 190 mil. Here you go. That's a lot of cash for a hit. Gosh, poor thing. Poor sweetheart. Her husband's such a great guy. Had him on. She is fighting for life, veteran dying. And, I mean, the bounty on Maduro was just $50 million. That's a $190 million bounty. Well, that pays pretty well. See, truth stranger than fiction. You're not watching Rod Serling in the Twilight Zone. You're watching the Tuesday, January 6, 2026 transmission. Federal public documents. Their one daycare, their house. $190 million. In one of his last auto pit acts, Joe Biden pardoned him retroactively of any crime. Does that cover him? Because you know he got state funds too. Does that cover him? I mean, I'm sure the $190 million, I'm sure there's a reason for it. I'm sure the tuition must be like $5 million per kid a year. So that's why. It's totally normal. But it's a good side gig. It's a really good side gig. And reportedly, he's big buddies with Pelosi, so I'd look at her as I get the big piece of it. Hard to believe that, but it's true. Chuckie Schumer is really upset. This is disgusting, he wrote on X. Trump is planning to cut off $10 billion in funding for child care and critical social services to five blue states, including New York. We should be expanding access to child care for American families. Instead, Trump is playing politics with our children's lives. What, because almost all of it's been turned out to be total fraud? Look at this. And this headline's not even strong enough. Somali ambassador to UN is linked to shady Ohio healthcare company in Medicaid fraud scandal, HHS official. He's not linked to it. He's the director. The UN ambassador is listed as having served as managing director up until last year of Progressive Healthcare Services, 2014 on, overlapping with his tenure as Somalia's permanent representative in New York. But it gets crazy. Crazier. He is the head of the Security Council. Did you just hear what I just said? Holy smokes, writes Eric Daugherty. HHS just confirmed that Somalian UN Security Council President Abubakar Osman is associated with proven Medicaid fraud at a Cincinnati, Ohio home health care agency. He's been connected to a bunch of other states too. He's the president of the UN Security Council. HHS has previously taken action against Progressive in response to a conviction for Medicaid fraud. So there's convictions here. Let me repeat. This Somali link to Medicaid fraud literally led the emergency UN meeting today where countries attacked the U.S. for arresting Maduro. This guy is Somalia's representative to the UN. Leave the UN now. I mean, look, the president of the UN Security Council. I wonder how much money he got. You think he gets as much as Bird does? 190 mil, him and his wife? Look at this. There's another one. If there's a single Somali, especially those in government roles, who don't own a taxpayer-funded daycare or healthcare company. Oh, my gosh. You're not going to believe this. Jibril Muhammad, the policy advisor for Somalia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, also owns home healthcare companies in Ohio. Isn't that nice? Isn't that cute? This was in yesterday's stack. See if you can find it in the 100-plus videos I've seen. And you can look this up, but it just never gets old. There's at least 8 states that give $30,000 to illegal aliens. No interest, no payback, anything. Just free money to get a home. Citizens don't get that. While we're pulling that up, I just want this to just continue to sink into you. Capitol Police Officer Michael Byrd, who shot unarmed Ashley Babbitt on January 6th, reportedly has a taxpayer-funded daycare in his home run by his wife. Because of course he does, but now we learn $190 million. And you know, because we've had convictions and we've got the numbers, and they haven't convicted the people up above them in most cases, the Somalis keep 30%, whether it's in Ohio, whether it's in Michigan, whether it's in Washington State, whether it's in Minnesota. It's because it's all mechanized. It's all run the same. They're very well organized because they're a tribe. They're a clan. They're a special clan of the former rulers of Somalia who killed hundreds of thousands of people. Her dad was the top general, Ilhan Omar. I mean, these are hardcore Legion of Doom villains. Let's go to this lady and then go to break, breaking down the 30,000 free illegals. Here it is.
Thing for Americans, I had not even touched the surface of how bad it's gotten in our country, where every elected official is doing something for everyone except Americans. Just listen to this. The governor of Massachusetts, Mara Healey, is giving $30,000 to each illegal immigrant family just to help them to move into homes. Let me ask you, Americans, has anyone ever given you $30,000? I've bought two homes, and I don't know how many apartments I lived in when I was younger. No one ever gave me any money. They are giving $30,000 to illegal immigrants in Massachusetts. Now, illegal immigrants probably have not paid a lot of taxes in Massachusetts. Therefore, the money that she's giving illegal immigrants is coming from her hard-working American citizen taxpayers. That's where the money is coming from. But that doesn't stop there. This is what she's also doing. Each family can also get up to $4,000 per month in EBT cash. Up to $4,000 a month. Do you know that how few Americans get any money, especially cash, from our government? Almost none. I mean, you know, you talk about the people who are usually the poorest people, but just regular American taxpayers, we don't get any money from our government. Then, $500 per month for food. Wouldn't you like $500 per month for food? And then they get free health care and free cable.
They do it with the illegals because they tell them to skip the immigration hearing for 7 years. If they don't pay them the money, they deport them. That's the secret. The problem is, this is when the globals can knock the power up and blame the Russians or whoever. They've already pre-programmed that. This is when they could set off attack nuke, try to shoot down Air Force One with surface-to-air missiles, blame Iran. This is the globalist color revolution that they've done hundreds of times around the world. Hundreds since 1947. Operation Ajax, Operation Gladio. The list goes on and on. I just keep saying, danger. Danger, mortal danger to the country, mortal danger to your future. I mean, I can physically feel the anxiety and electricity shooting up and down my body and the palpable, not fear, because that's not the feeling I feel, the feeling of ready to fight. And I'm fighting in the information war. I have electricity feeling in my teeth right now. I have to make myself not bare my teeth and bug my eyes out right now as I address you, because that's what I feel like. That's how I feel right now. People want to conquer us. you want more? But I understand it's informational. So that's where I am right now. But I just showed you who I am. That's what I feel like every second right now. That's the urgency. Fauci and Gates and Schumer and Newsom want to destroy our future. You want us to live in bondage. You want to cut our children's penises off. You Satanist. I'm just telling you, I've never felt so much urgency. My spider sense has never even close to this much on fire. My cells tell me I'm in a war. And to gird myself for it. And to guard myself for truth. Because we are up against the scum of the earth that will give us no quarter. This is an endless war, a fight between good and evil. And in this cycle, good is rising and good is winning, and evil can feel it in its bones. And it is rising to the challenge.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Now, back to our program.
I'm funded by you, and I appreciate your support very humbly. Thank you for your support, those that have. Those that have it, what are you waiting for? Our information is bar none the best. The supplements are game-changing. The Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the widest selection of Patriot Apparel t-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, sweaters, you name it. But there's a deal going for a few more days where you buy any supplement and get a bottle of the Shilajit gummies or Atomic Defense Super Immune Booster free. You choose which free gift you want. That funds our operation at thealexjonesstore.com. I want to thank those that have stood with us. If you're going to buy anything, become a VIP. Just in your profile, $30 a month, cancel anytime, no charge. You get $40 every time you spend $30 to spend. So you make $10 if you're going to buy anything, you should be a VIP. You get special deals, special offers, special sales on top of everything. Also, you get big discounts when you use the app for Android or for Apple at AlexJonesApp.com. Just links you through to get the free apps right there. So it's the same shopping cart online. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
I still can't get over, and it's linked to the Gateway Pundit, that Ashley Babbitt's killer, Officer Byrd, and his wife since January 6th to their home nursery school billed $190 million. And you got the head of the UN Security Council doing the same stuff. I mean, the brazenness of these people. And while they bankrupt the country with the Cloud Pivot plan to bring in the new system, they transfer all the wealth to themselves. This is a unified criminal mafia organization, the likes of which the planet has never seen. And whether you're in Denmark or whether you're in Sweden or whether you're in France or whether you're in Germany or Italy or New Zealand or Canada or the U.S. in a blue city, it is all run the same programs, the same NGOs. That's what the UN is. And they are destroying us. You can look it up. You know what a private in the military that's got a wife and child gets on the pay they get is below poverty line. And you know they get on average $700 a month in food stamps. We should raise the pay of even our privates to a level of subsistence. But illegal aliens get $4,000 a month in SNAP on average. A single black mother who's American gets about $1,200. And this is the same group telling you, oh, reparations, we're going to take care of everybody. Oh, they're going to take care of us, all right. They're going to bankrupt the country and bring in total world government. And President Trump on the economic front is doing a 100. And that's why we criticize him where he's wrong. And you try to get him back on track. But where he's right, we're 100% behind him. Proudly. Because we're the underdogs. We're fighting the globalists. It's America surrounded. Fighting for our lives and winning. Now I want to get into Venezuela and some of the economic things that are unfolding from that. This is very important. But I want everybody to remember, I'm not funded with $190 million from your taxpayer money. I've never gotten a dime of taxpayer money. I've never gotten any foundation money. Never gotten any rich money. Never got any money from Republicans or the Israelis, the Qataris, or anybody. I have always been funded by you, the listeners, and the sponsors we have. It's all transparent. It's all great products because I want you to have a great response and a great event, a great experience, so we have a relationship. And I've had the Democratic Party. I remember when it came out in federal court last year that Paul Weiss Law Firm, this was filed in federal court, it was in Bloomberg, I couldn't believe it, had spent suing me in the last 6 years $323 million. You're like, how do they do that? We've spent like $25 million fighting them. Well, they're at the top of the food chain. They're the top law firm. I have the DNC law firm on my ass, rigging trials, everything. Now they're under criminal investigation. But the point is that it shows how weak they are. They estimate Doge that under Biden, $2 trillion was stolen and given to the NGOs and Democrats. $2 trillion. The Ashley Babbitt's federal documents show got $190 million right after he kills her in the last 5 years. Jeez, this is what it takes to buy people off to get on board with destroying their own country. But they're doing it. This whole operation, if we didn't have the legal costs, can run on $15 million a year. Servers, all of it. Because illegal, though, we got to bring in $40 million a year. After all the expenses and all the rest of it. That's gross, because then it's only a piece of its profit. And that's why I'm up here saying, please support us. Plus, the products are great. Because I'm in a war with the bad guys. They recognize we're the most effective at exposing them. Our research, our talking points become the talking points of not just the Trump administration, but other patriot governments. That's just a fact. People that are smart know. We know what we're talking about. The guests I have on are consistently right. We're about being right. So I need your support. I need you here in the new year to commit to your own future. Those of you that have never gotten a product at thealexjonesshow.com, I'm talking to you. You think I'm just telling you methylene blue is great for you, gives you all this clean energy, no letdown? No, it's all real. You think I'm just telling you Shilajit's amazing, we have the best? No, it's real. You think turmeric's amazing, we have the strongest? This is all real. Our Irish sea moss, the best. Don't know about Irish sea moss? Research it. We got the best. It's you that's missing out, not getting these products and missing out on funding this operation. So we don't just survive, we can expand. Because we have a duty to expand the face of these tyrants. So I'm asking you to make the decision to get off the bench, get to the plate, and take action. We have a sale today, one-day flash sale, 47% off, store-wide, And there's a sweepstakes. Our sponsor, Bigley, likes to have two super trucks. When you, today only, usually you put in like five times when you buy something to the sweepstakes. 50x entry, everything you buy, every purchase you make on the two trucks, and the $10,000 cash on each one. That's really fun. But separately, a lot of what we do is basic market research. What's best selling? What's highest rated? What do you want? Well, women for years love beef tallow for their skin. It doesn't clog pores. It does all this great stuff. And is even, you know, better than basically anything else out there, even lanolin. It's natural. Lanolin's natural, too. Well, this is concentrated, highest quality beef tallow with methylene blue. Doesn't turn your skin blue, but does great things for your cells. This is just a private label of a top-selling brand of methylene blue bovine cream. It's just pure beef tallow and medical-grade methylene blue. And we just went out to the top firm, bought their beef tallow, and put our even better iodine into it. Similar to iodine, what it does, but even better, methylene blue. But there are a bunch of brands out there. It's very hot. It's a big product. Because when they came to me with this, they said, we did a survey. This is great. I said, people are doing beef tallow with methylene blue. They're, oh, God, look, it's a top seller. So I said, well, good. Get in there and get it. So we've got it now for folks that want it. On this January 6, 2021, a group of patriots peacefully took a stand in the face of now proven election fraud and were vindicated. To celebrate our fight, we are running our Patriot Day sale today only. Everything until midnight on thealexjonesstore.com. 47% off. No discount code needed. Thealexjonesstore.com. But whatever you do, folks, we have the beef tallow cooking, all of it. Whatever you do, get the Ultra Methylene Blue and see how great it is for yourself. All right, I'm going to stop there. I got Jackson Hinkle, who is an avowed Stalinist. He's a very smart guy, American. He gets awards, basically, from Maduro on national TV. He's in Venezuela a lot, Russia, you name it. I disagree with his overall ideology. But he wants to debate this, and so he's going to be joining us next hour. And again, I get why Trump's doing it. I don't overall think it was probably, we'll see whether it works or not. I'm not debating here whether or not regime change is a good thing in general. But I understand the interest why Trump thought he had to go in. So that discussion slash debate is coming up. But I wanted to get Dr. Kirk Elliott, a top economist, and as the number one gold and silver brokerage company in the United States, North America. How is that? 25-year overnight success story. The best prices, sells gold and silver at wholesale, so you know what you're getting. And no charge if you want to sell back. Nobody does that. You're insane if you don't go to kpm.com/gold and get into silver and gold right now. Do a free phone consultation, free email consultation. Just get in there and get it. It is the number one performing thing is silver, and after that, gold. Just like I told you 2+ years ago when we brought Kirk on, I didn't promote gold and silver for 13, 14 years because it had been speculative before. I said I have a little bit as a backup, but I got out of the market because I said I only am going to do this when it's bullish. I believe the next decade is going to be bullish. I believe we just seen the beginning of all of this. And look at silver. Right now at $81 today. And there'll be profit taking, but when you look at overall, up, 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 up. And there's been new developments that even add to that because of Venezuela. All right, Dr. Kirk Elliott, thank you so much. You've got the floor. Tell us what's happening.
So good to be with you again. So Venezuela, you know, when we went in over the weekend, it's about natural resources. I think it's not just about drug war. There's a lot going on there, a nasty nation, right? But you look at what happened, the shipping lines, the channels in their waterways that bring everything, you know, into North America. What's one thing that it brings in those waterways? Silver, right? So Peru, the largest silver mining country in South America, can't get their ships through to Mexico to get to the refineries with all the you know, silver ore, you know, to actually refine it. Chad in Africa goes through the same shipping lines to get their stuff to Mexico, right? And to get it up to the North American refiners, can't get through. So not only have we talked, Alex, over the last many, many months about LBMA, London, running out of silver. There's no supply. What about COMEX? What about there's no supply. There's literally like very little. Now we've got a supply chain disruption. So what happened since Sunday? Well, actually, let's go back to Christmas, right? And silver went up to $83 an ounce the next day. And then it came down to 71. People said, oh, my Kirk, it's over. It was like, this is the end of the correction. You were wrong. It's like, no, it's not. You know how I know that I wasn't wrong, Alex, is because the supply and demand never changed. It's like, I don't care what kind of other statistical manipulations you can make. I don't care what's going on. Everything in life goes down to supply and demand, whether it's the price of a bicycle or eggs or gold or silver, oil or gas or anything. So
now the mines admit they're past capacity. The demand for industrial computer use is off the chart. You've got global inflationary systems. It's guaranteed in the real world to only go up. The question is how much?
Yeah, and the question, so we've been right, you know, at the beginning of 2025, we said 67 to 75 by the end of the year, it ended up at 72. I've been saying 120 to 140 by late spring, early summer. Well, good grief, we're almost at 82 today, you know, just the first 6 days into the year, and we're probably going to be at a couple hundred by the end of the year. Now, why? So the supply chain disruption because of Venezuela is just what caused it over the last few days, right? It's also a flight for quality. Gold and silver always go up during wartime. But I sent you this chart, Alex, which is silver supply and demand, right? It's just this big table. I want to show people something because people call me and argue with me all the time and say, Kirk, you're wrong. It's like with silver at these high prices, well, the mines, the miners are just going to open up new mines. And that's going to increase the supply, and then the price is going to come down. This is not true. This is not true. So they will open up new mines. Okay, so that chart there, that's an amazing one. I'll talk about the mines in just a second. This is key to the growth that we're seeing. When you see what has happened over the years, like 1970, you know, in the late 70s with the Hunt brothers, when silver went through the ceiling, that was a speculative blow off.
Sure. So let's stop here because I want to get this right. I've got all the charts you sent me, so maybe they didn't print me one of them.
It's the very last one. It's like a table.
Gold is overtaking the dollar?
No, it's actually a table.
Yeah, I was never given it. So let's just move on. Right. We're not going to have it. So.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine, but I'll explain it. Mm-hmm. So that one chart that you have that shows how silver blew up during the Hunt brothers speculation, then what happened in 2010. It went up. What does that chart tell us? It tells us when the price of silver is greater than the S&P 500 per share, that creates about a 10-year bull run in metals because of the inflationary pressures. Happened during the Hunt brothers, happened in 2010, happened again the day after Thanksgiving. So we're in for what I view, and we talked about this, a 10-year bull market in silver. Now, I have to go a little bit deeper as to the why. So when you look at mining production and the people who complain and say, oh, Kirk, you know, they're just going to open up new mines. It takes 10 to 18 years to open up a new mine. So there's this table. Mine production in 2015 was 896 million ounces of silver mined. Yes, that's the one right there. So then what has it done since then? In the 10 years, now it's 813 million ounces a year being mined. It didn't go up. Silver has tripled in the last few years. It's like you would think, oh, yeah, the mines are going to produce more. No, they don't. It's pretty static because it takes over a decade to open up a new mine. But here's the big problem. What about the demand? So we look at last year, 813 million ounces produced, 1,160 ounces used. Oh, it's like a 300 million ounce difference. You add that up year after year after year, when there's 813 million ounces mined in a year, Alex, they are running out. Then there's no hope for them to come back. Now you add what happened to Venezuela and even from other countries, Chad and Peru, we're not getting silver. This is why the price is going up. And this is why I think my projections are probably going to be very conservative, like they always are. It's like we might go higher, a lot higher than what I'm saying. We've never had a world, Alex, where something that is in demand is actually needed, right? We're used to, oh, cryptocurrency bubble, tech stock bubble, you know, things bubble up. But those are speculative bubbles. Silver is actually needed for manufacturing. We've never seen a world where companies like Tesla or Samsung or Sony or an AI chip manufacturers like NVIDIA, where what happens when they run out of the one component that they need to make their final
product? And let's be clear, it's running out everywhere. The mines admit they can't keep up with capacity. The exchanges are running out. So this is the perfect storm. I can't believe what a no-brainer it is that people should get into silver and gold, and you're the registered best price, highest rated, absolute. So let's do a pitch here, because you're a sponsor, and I want listeners to get in on this. A lot of people say, I'm going to wait till it goes down. A few weeks ago, when it dipped down, I said, that's a buying opportunity. I said, I think in a few weeks, we'll be back up where it was. Here we are again. Now, this is a no-brainer.
Absolutely. I mean, when it dipped down 2 days after Christmas from 83 to 71, I was shouting from the rooftops, buy. Like, literally, you just got a $14 an ounce discount. What happened 3 days later? We were all the way back up to 77. Now we're 6 days into January, just 2 weeks later, we're already up to almost 82. It's like, Alex, there is so much oxygen and fuel in this. And I'm talking to clients every single day that call me crying happy tears. Literally, happy tears. There's so many info warriors out there that are calling every single day. It's like, Kirk, I've only been watching you for a couple of years on Alex Jones. It's like, it changed my life. We no longer have to worry about retirement. It's like, oh my word, this is why we do.
Well, listeners have to understand, I'm not always right, only about 98% of the time. But I want to be right. That's why I get so mad with these other hosts. Johnny Come Lately's lie about me, misrepresent Sam a bad guy, because they don't want you getting to the truth, folks, okay? We know what we're talking about, okay? I'm not trying to brag, but I literally advise, you know, let's just say people in the Pentagon and the White House, they literally call me up to hear what I think. And I have all the other experts on that have the best records of accuracy. This is what we do, okay? So, I mean, this is the real deal. If you want BS, if you want lies, if you want to be misled, if you want conspiracy theories, I've always been called a conspiracy theorist. I'm the opposite, folks. 97, 98% of what I cover is always admitted known trends. I'll give my opinion on something and theorize if we don't know. Maybe it's this, maybe it's that. You know, did Maduro really turn himself in because the Cuban were going to kill him, wouldn't let him go? We knew that was the case. But you know, was that actually a rescue? That was speculation yesterday, and I said it was. But what's that, 1%, 2% of the show? And I tell you it's speculation. Everything else is not speculation. How did you come on over 2 years ago? And I've been, for years, all the other companies knocking my doors down to get in there. I'm like, nope, now's the time. Kirk's the best. Get in. Boom, you're on. Even though we make a fraction of the money, just like he does, because we're not ripping you off. And that's a whole nother subject. It is frightening how many silver and gold companies, the majority, rip people off. And I get it. It's hard to run a company with a few percentage points charging people unless you scale up. I get it. That's why you're only going to get super deals with mega big companies like Kirk, and the other ones still rip you off. It's cut and dry. What's wholesale every day? You look it up online. You look it up on the COMEX. You call Kirk. That's what it is. With great advice and information on top of it, and he's a Patriot sponsoring all these Patriot shows. But the people perish for lack of knowledge. It's so clear. It is the best move, the best investment, the best everything. And I just wish so many other listeners would have listened to me on all these subjects. Like, folks, methylene blue will change your life. Irish sea moss will change your life. Bovine colostrum will change your life. All this stuff I sell is the real thing. I would never steer somebody to something that I don't believe in and that I don't know is the best bet. It's that simple. So people need to call or email you right now. Tell them how easy it is, Kirk. And there's also, you can roll over financial instruments. Now's the time to take action on this. A lot of people are like, oh, God, it's up so much. From everything I've seen, this is just the beginning. And what we've talked privately, we've said it on air, too. We're not guaranteeing this. I can say, I bet my life it's only going to go up the next year a lot. It really should be silver, right, for global inflation, everything should be 500. Gold should be 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10,000. And you've got all the industrial issues with the silver. I mean, but there's all the ways they suppress it, but they're losing that. The old order's dying. The old global system's going out. The corporations, the billionaires, Jamie Dimon, the Chinese, the Indians, they're all hoarding silver and gold. It's so obvious that this is the move.
Yeah, it is. And so it's important for everybody to know, how do you minimize risk and maximize return in your portfolio? You allocate into the commodity that the whole world needs, right? Because that's going to be built-in demand. All these firms need silver. All these industries need silver. You know who else says that silver is important? The Department of War, right? So what Trump's Department of War did 2 days ago is they committed to spending $2 billion on a silver smeltering plant. So, and now the total cost is going to be like $7 billion. So this is kind of in response to the silver being put on the critical minerals list, right? It's like, okay, what are they doing? What are they saying? They're saying that this is so important, we need to control the production, we need to control the distribution, which is why gold and silver leaving London, why they don't want silver in China, why China is no longer exporting to the rest of the world, why Trump is tariffing these countries. They say it's so important. Not only did they put it on the critical materials list, they also are opening up a smeltering plant in America.
By the way, you predicted like 6-8 months ago that the Pentagon would probably move directly into the mining and the smelting and take full control of the supply chain, cutting out the exchanges, and now it's happening.
It's happening. I mean, so would we not, as investors, want to invest in the most important commodity in the world? Of course you would. That's how you minimize your risk and maximize your return. Now we're seeing the supply shortages, which aren't going away anytime soon. Again, Alex, it takes over a decade to open up a new mine. It's going to take a long time.
Do 5 more minutes before Hinkle comes on, but pitch him right now. They need to go to kpm.com/gold. They need to call the number. They need to get the free consultation. Tell them briefly about financial instruments, how easy it is.
It's super easy. So an IRA, which is most of our business because people have money in their IRAs, you can do a rollover. It's tax-free. They go into physical gold or silver. Even if you have an old 401k or old 403b, roll it into an IRA. Tax-free rollover. Even if it's a current 401k and you're over 59 and a half. Or simply just cash account, right? You can take delivery at home, or you can store it if you don't want it at home. The key is, we're talking about tangible on all these things. Somebody's got to take delivery of it. It's not a paper proxy for something that's real. The only thing that matters, bullion, tangible gold and silver.
That's right. I mean, folks, the ship has arrived. Are you smart enough to get on it? I mean, come on. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do, yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after The Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win, but regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it and support us, we'll be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.